Chase, can you hear us?
Yep. Can you guys hear me?
I sure can. All right. We are now joined by tonight's winner of the Costco 300, Chase Briscoe, driver of the number 98 Stuart Haas Racing Ford. Chase, you had a pretty dominating performance tonight. I think it was the most laps led this year. Talk about the car you had tonight and how you got it across in first place.
Yeah, just an unbelievable car. First off, everybody at Stuart Haas Racing to bring a car like that to the opening round of the playoffs is a huge confidence booster. I feel like it's a big statement. So, you know, that thing was on rails. It was so easy to drive. It was by far the best race car I've ever had, at least after that first stage. You know, first stage we struggled a little bit, but we were still good enough to, you know, get up front and win that stage. But after that, you know, it was so good to drive. I wish we could have that type of balance over these next 6 weeks, because we'll be really, really strong if we do. So, you know, outside of that, just super happy to get Fields in victory lane. This is the only race they do all year long. And to be able to get them in victory lane is certainly a big deal.
All right. Just a reminder, the media, if you have a question here for Chase, please click on the participations tab and raise your hand, and we'll open it up with Dustin. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Chase, you mentioned that it was a statement. How big of a statement was it?
You know, I feel like it was pretty big. I mean, obviously anything can change. Every week, you know, somebody can find something or have a lot of speed. But, you know, a lot of the races we've won this year, we haven't necessarily been the best car. And tonight we were the best car by quite a bit. So, you know, it just made my job super easy. And once again, just, you know, so thankful that I get to drive these race cars. It was just so good to drive. I can't put it into words. But yeah, I feel like it's a really big statement, you know, to come out first round of the playoffs. You want to start off good with a lot of momentum, and we certainly have that right now.
Thank you, Chase.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, next up we'll go to Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Chase, do you have more excitement or relief?
Relief for sure. You know, I'm not the biggest super speedway fan. And in the truck series, that's what knocked me out of the playoffs was Talladega. So even with the points gap that we have, you know, if you get crashed early and run 35th on back at Talladega, it puts you in a really tough spot going into the Roval, where anything can happen there too. So definitely going to sleep a lot better this week. And I'm actually looking forward to going to Talladega and the Roval now. I think it, you know, Talladega is still going to, whatever happens, happens. But I do think it creates some situations at the Roval where we might be able to leapfrog the field, or, you know, we're not worried about stage points or points in general anymore. So it definitely opens up a lot of scenarios for the next 2 weeks.
And during this whole year, have you ever wished you didn't make the 8-win deal public?
No. You know, now I'm happy that we ended up doing it. You know, I truly felt like we were capable of doing that. I knew we have really good race cars. And even at the end of last year, I felt like, you know, we ran up front a lot. We just weren't able to seal the deal. And, you know, 8 wins is a great season. But we still have 6 wins to try to get, and a championship most importantly. So I feel like this is kind of a relief now, just because I feel like people can stop asking me about it all the time, because it's been a big talking point all year long. But super glad to get to 8. I wish we could have got there sooner. I felt like we gave away quite a few races, but overall just happy to get back in victory lane, especially and start these playoffs this way.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, next up we'll go to Steven Toronto. Go ahead, Steven.
So you've got a couple of other drivers that you're used to racing up at the very front of the field, Austin Cindric, Ross Chastain, Noah Gregson. What was it like racing with Ryan Sieg up in the top three for most of the early part of this race?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, Ryan is super fast here. You know, you go back to the first race this year, he was honestly probably the best race car, and just got shuffled there at the end. But they definitely have a ton of speed here. You know, it's really cool to see those guys running good, especially for them to start of the playoffs. You know, I love watching the guys that don't have the same, you know, funding as the big teams run good. And it's pretty awesome to see Ryan run that well. He's a really good race car driver. And, you know, it was cool to see him up there up front. And, you know, he was definitely fast for sure.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up, we'll go to Luis Torres. Go ahead with your question.
Hey, Chase, congrats to win. You mentioned in the post-race interview that it's one of the most perfect cars you've ever had. What does it mean to do it at a track like Vegas, where you swept both events this season?
Yeah, I think it was huge. It was definitely, you know, just whatever it is that we have as a company here, I feel like we're really strong. You know, even going back to last year, I felt like we were the second best car by quite a bit, next to Bell. And then this year, obviously, we were really good. We weren't near as good the first race as we were tonight. But, you know, I knew with the hotter temperatures, I felt like we were going to be a little bit better than the first race. And, you know, I could literally run anywhere. I could run the middle, the top, the bottom, both ends. It didn't matter. Felt like I would just go the same speed. Literally felt like I was on train tracks. It was that good. So hopefully we can bring that same, you know, attitude and setup over the next six races. And if we do, I feel like we're going to be really hard to beat. But obviously anything can change, and we just got to keep doing our deal and stay focused. And, you know, this is the first check mark on the box that we need to do. And, you know, great, we're on to the second round. But the second round's no gimmick, and we're going to have to do the same thing next round.
Thank you, and best of luck in the next 2 weeks and throughout.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, next up we'll go to Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. Chase, you've talked a lot about how each race is an audition. So if you look at tonight, you had you know, clearly the best car. And I think Noah Gregson said there were race cars and then there was a space shuttle out there today. So in that sense, if this is an audition or the next race in terms of an audition, what did you show people tonight, even when you had the fastest car?
You know, I think just being able to close it out, you know, especially that last caution, you know, it could have went either way. I wasn't very good on restarts at all. Just being able to close the deal. I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, obviously we had a great race car, but you know, there's a lot of times the best race car doesn't win. So we just executed, you know, it was a complete team effort, you know, pit stops, everything. We just all did our job to the best of our ability, and it was enough tonight. And I think that's the biggest thing to take away from it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Next up, we'll go to Tom Zalewski. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, Chase. Did you bring the same car that you won with here in February? And if you did, what did you do different tonight?
Yeah, as far as I know, that was the same car that we ran earlier in February. I know setup-wise, we were a little bit different, more towards what we ran here last year in the second race, just because temperatures we knew were going to be pretty close. And like I said, we were good the first race, but we weren't, you know, truthfully as good as what we were at the second race last year. So we went pretty much identical to that. And, you know, weather conditions were almost identical as well. So it just worked out.
Good. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Next up, we'll go to Jacob Seelman. Go ahead, Jacob.
Thanks, Ross. Chase, first off, congratulations.
Thank you.
Appropriate in a way that you called your shot, you wanted the eight wins, and you come back and get to eight at the track in Vegas where this all started for you back in February?
Yeah, I hadn't even thought of that. It's definitely cool that, you know, this is where we got our first win. And hopefully this isn't our last win. Like I was saying earlier, you know, there's six races left, and the goal is to win all six of them. Obviously, that's not going to be the easiest thing to do, but we just got to put ourselves in position. As long as we can do that, you just want to be in the hunt. That's all you can ask for in these playoff races. And the biggest thing is to minimize mistakes. And, yeah, it's definitely cool to be able to close it out here as far as the eight win thing goes. But, you know, we're focused on getting more wins. We're not going to stop at eight. It was a great kind of benchmark to try to get to. But now that we're there, we definitely need to keep striving to get better and obviously focus on this championship.
To follow up on that slightly, you've put yourself in a pretty rare category of Xfinity regulars. It's the most wins through 27 races, or you're tied for the most wins through 27 races with guys like Jack Ingram and Sam Ard. I know you pay attention to the history of this sport a little bit. What does that mean to you to be put in categories with guys like that who really built this series?
Yeah, it's an honor. You know, like you said, those are the guys that really were the benchmark of this series. They're what set the marks for a lot of these, you know, guys to strive to be like. So to just be in anything associated with those two guys is certainly a big deal. It's very humbling. Obviously we want to try to win more and maybe get ahead of them, but anytime you can be, you know, have your names in the likes of those guys, it's certainly an honor and a privilege, and pretty neat for sure.
Thank you. Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, next up we'll go to Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, it's Chase. I'm curious, way back before the season started, what was your main reason for picking out a target goal of, say, eight races? A lot of drivers seem hesitant on putting numbers on goals simply because more often than that, you probably fall short. What was your thinking behind why you did this?
I just I truthfully, I felt confident in my guys and the ability to go drive race cars. You know, I just, with the experience side and the confidence side going into this year, you know, I felt like we were fully capable of doing that. We obviously have the equipment capable of doing it. It just comes down to me doing my job properly and trying to execute all race long. And, you know, that was the biggest thing behind it. You know, I wouldn't have said it if I didn't think it was achievable. And it's really cool that we were able to get there. You know, if we wouldn't have been no well, but I felt like, you know, truthfully, we were capable of doing that as a race team. And it's cool to be able to back that up.
And because the championship is such a hit or miss thing, being one race winner takes all now, do you think it speaks more for your team and what you've been able to accomplish by going with focusing on the number of wins and where you won and how often?
Yeah, I mean, certainly in today's landscape, you know, it comes down to one race, but, you know, we've still had a great season regardless. I think if anything, just winning races kind of backs up, you know, kind of just helps make your case if you don't win the championship. But, you know, we're still going to go there and try to win. You know, if we don't win the championship, I'd be lying to you if I said I wasn't disappointed. But at the same time, we still keep our heads up that we had a really good season. Anytime you can win eight races, that's a great year. So, yeah, I think it's hard to say. It's just so different, you know, with how the playoffs work and how we crown a champion. But at the same time, the structure rewards winning, and you have to win races to be able to get to that final four. So just to be a part of that final four, if we can get there, it'll be a huge thing for us. But, yeah, I don't think a championship necessarily defines if you had a good season or not. You know, perfect scenario is you could win 35 races and blow up at the beginning of Phoenix and you'd finish fourth in the points. So I think it just is all so circumstantial to how your whole year went. And we've had a great year. So it's going to be a great season regardless.
Thanks a lot, bud.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, next up we'll go to Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you. Congratulations, Chase.
Thank you, Lee.
Just kind of curious, where do you think you picked up the most over last year when, you know, we heard all the talk about the big three and you just seem to be a tick behind? For you to have the confidence to kind of call your shot with eight wins, you must have thought that there were major gains that you made in certain areas that you would dominate the series in this fashion.
Obviously with the big three moving up, it opens up a lot of doors to go win races. And, you know, honestly, the second half of last year, you know, we ran up front a lot, you know, inside the top three or four in a lot of those races, you know, and at the end of the race, you know, we would get shuffled back or just something weird would happen, like the Kansas situation. You know, we were 14 laps away from going to the championship race. So I knew we had the speed last year, and obviously with those three leading, it definitely not weakens the field, but opens up a lot more opportunities to win. Those are three, you know, phenomenal race car drivers and really, really good race cars. So anytime they graduate, it's going to open up the door. And just from an experience level, you know, last year there was still a lot of tracks I hadn't even been to before. And to be able to have that notebook going into this year, just the confidence from the end of last year, I felt like we were going to be able to run up front a lot. I definitely didn't think we would win as much as we did at the beginning of the year. But, yeah, I knew that our team was capable. We have really good race cars, and, you know, that's all you can ask for as a driver is to be able to try to show your talent, and Stuart Haas certainly does that every week.
Appreciate your time. Safe travels.
Thank you, Lee.
All right, next up we'll go to the German Sierra Podcast Network with their question.
Chase, congratulations. Were you having some issues in the closing laps of that race? It seemed like there were the broadcast said that you were having some kind of a vibration. Was that true?
Yeah, before that last caution, I had a really bad vibration. I don't know what it was. They said all the wheels were tight, but I guess it was just that set of tires, because as soon as we switched over, I didn't have a vibration again. So I don't know if it was just a wheel out of balance or what, but definitely had a vibration. It was getting worse and worse as the run went on. I think we were going to be okay to the end, but it was definitely noticeable and was in the back of my mind. And I tried to back off the pace a little bit just to try to save it a little bit. But, yeah, we definitely had a vibration before that last caution.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have any final questions here for Chase? No? All right, Chase, thank you for your time and congrats again, man.
Thank you, guys.